The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sending that tweet out there after some of the things has happened, and you know certain media members are going to pick it apart. It's just, it's an absolute disaster. So that's why, even if you did feel good about the win on Sunday against the Bears, I don't know how it made you feel, but it didn't make, I was like, whatever. You know, does it make you feel about Thursday night against the Rams? Does it make you feel better? Oh, you got to win. You still got a shot.
I mean, they do still have a shot. I mean, as faint as it might be, they still have a shot. Do I believe they're going to go on some magical, mythical run? No. But, you know, I'm more frustrated. Like, as a fan of the Niners, it's like, what, just where has this Leonard Floyd been? Is it, like, to your point, like, is it just the Bears? Is it just that the Bears stink? Did we, like, all of a sudden turn it on? Have we figured something out? Why have we not made adjustments? What, they have four consecutive third down sacks? What? Is it that simple? Is the answer just the Bears are one of the worst teams in the league?
Yeah, I think it's, to me, my big takeaway was the Bears are one of the worst teams in the league. And
it's the Bears.
Going into the game, I thought the Bears had a shot to win. I really did.
And then
what I underrated was that although Matt Eberflus is not a good head coach, I'd be interested in having him as a defensive coordinator because he can call a defense. And you know what? I'm looking on the sideline saying, oh, wait, they lost their defensive signal caller. I haven't seen a second level of a defense look that confused against the 49ers in ages. I mean, it was embarrassing. Embarrassing. Now, 209 saying covered sacks on Sunday because the coverage was great. The initial pass rush wasn't there.
Sure. I don't know.
We got Baldy coming up at 7:30. We could ask him. We could ask him about
crack,
that.
Crack.
We'll ask him at 7:30. But to me, I was just thinking, wait, Eberflus caused their defense. Oh, wait a minute. This new D coordinator they had, I think it was Eric Anderson, mm-hmm. I think his name was. I was looking above. I was just like, all right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Shanahan against a guy who's filling in for Matt Eberflus calling the defense. Yes, that's a mismatch. That's a mismatch. But Matt Eberflus wants to be D coordinator of the 49ers. I'd be willing to listen, man. That guy can coach defense. He coached a great defense with the Colts, man. He can coach defense.
I'm not mad at that suggestion because yeah. I think you're right. But, like, that would be three defensive coordinators in 3 years.
Hey,
I think that, or is that four? No. D'Amico's here 2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of D coordinators, but I'm not mad at that suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to upgrade. That's all. Let's go to Richie in San Jose. Richie, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment about the desperation thing and how Shasky was saying, why haven't we seen this stuff all year? This year has been so frustrating for me because, particularly because I feel like there's been stuff on that we just haven't done that's been so obvious. Like, why have we not run any screenplays? Like, we saw it work on Sunday, and I don't know why Shanahan hasn't done that all year. And I think the whole desperation thing was the reason why Shanahan finally let go of whatever stubbornness that was holding him up. I don't know if he was just so stuck to his system and, like, wanting to play McCaffrey. So maybe the luck aspect that bad luck in a weird way was good luck because McCaffrey wasn't there, so he couldn't use McCaffrey. But I think the desperation, Shanahan finally had to just have some humility and, like, maybe made him more creative by having to do the stuff that they should have been doing all year. That's all
I'm saying. I got a bunch of plays written down in the beginning of the game, like the first, whatever, four drives. And it just felt like to me, like he made an emphasis, Shanahan, because everyone's talking about adjusting, evolving, et cetera. There's a Kittle screen that was just absolutely gorgeous, designed just for George Kittle. Okay. It was absolutely gorgeous. Then they had a Kittle tunnel screen on the third drive that was awesome. Then they went right back to George Kittle again on a short one. And then later on in the fourth drive, a play action where he's the sail route. They run it a lot, but it felt like they hadn't run it for a month or two with Kittle as the crosser. It just felt like there was an emphasis to get George Kittle specific designed 85 plays that were working and gashing him. Now, I know the defense is going to dictate a lot of that and where you are on the field and down in distance and all that. It felt like to me there was a priority to get George Kittle involved, and I agree with that. I would love to see more and more of that.
Yeah, at least 8 targets a game. He only got 6, and he made everyone count.
Six for 151.
Six targets, 6 catches, 151 for George Kittle.
What a game.
I mean, I would like to see more targets for George Kittle. I mean, we discussed this in the Super Bowl. We discussed it in Super Bowl 54, Las Vegas. I mean, it goes on and on and on. As that segment was sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. So 888-957-9570. We do have Warrior News. A lot going on with the Go to State Warriors. I can't wait to talk some basketball. The Sunday's win make you feel better about the season? Niner fans. Did it make you feel better, the win on Sunday? Because it doesn't feel like, I know, and Boss Man talked to me after the game, he goes, if I was listening to you, I would have cut it off because you weren't happy about the win. You just didn't care. It's like, it's the Bears. Like, the season feels like it's over.
Well, not every win is going to feel the same.
Right.
We agree on that. And not that the season's over. It's just, it feels too little too late. Right. I think, and that's where I go back to being frustrated. More than anything, that game made me angry. It made me angry that we haven't channeled more of that throughout the year. It made me angry that we didn't get more George Kittle. It made me angry we didn't see more Guarendo earlier on in the season. I know injuries play into that. It made me angry that like Juwan Jennings did get hurt and missed all that time. Like, I was just more angry and frustrated. I can't believe that win made me frustrated.
A win made him angry. Shasky, he's angry.
Because I'm like, where's that been? Like, where has that been?
Right.
And I know the easy retort is, Joe, the Bears are just that bad. And I'm like, all right, I hear you. But like, if I would have told my earlier version of myself on August 10th, hey, by December 10th, the Niners will be in fourth place in the NFC West, I'd be like, what happened? Everyone must be hurt. And it's like, well, no, you still got George Kittle. Purdy missed one game, but he's still out there. You know, you're still getting over 4 yards a carry from whoever's running the rock. Juwan Jennings is actually having a career year.
Yeah.
It's like, well, something good might be happening.
Yeah.
But, Bosa's not there and CMC's not there. I don't know. It's just, I do believe that the one thing that we have not talked enough about, and you reference it, the Ayuk injury has been massive. And I think a lot of the hidden yardage that other people get has been accumulated because he's out there dictating certain looks from that secondary and opening things up for others. We haven't talked enough about it.
Yeah, I was just like, ho-hum. Like, this was the first time all season. Usually when the Niners game comes on, I enlarge the screen. It's Niners on a big screen. And it's you Sunday ticket on the laptop or whatnot, or on my phone. I just went quad box all day because I was like, it's the Bears. And I'm watching the Niners, but it's the Bears. I want to see what Buffalo and the Rams are doing. I want to see Josh Allen and Matt Stafford. And now, look, this is a division game on Thursday. It's going to be a tight game, I believe. I really do.
After the win of the year for the Rams, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be a tight game. Division games are different. The Rams have not been able to win up here at Levi Stadium in quite some time. I know they're desperate for a win to stay in that race. And they feel like, hey, we beat this team without Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp.
2-2 Atwell.
At the same time.
He destroyed us.
Now, contrast that to the 49ers, and you look at their sideline, and they're saying, well, we blew one to the Rams. We should have won that game, and we didn't have Debo. And did George Kittle was out in that game, too.
Yeah, Jennings had the monster game in that one. And they got Blake Corum going. They got Kyron is really humming right now. Like, the Rams' offense is a juggernaut, but they're coming off a huge emotional win.
Look, to get me excited about the Niners again for this season, went on Thursday. Then I'll pull up my chair and say, okay, all right, we'll see what happens in Miami afterwards. But right now, you got to show me.
I think a lot of fans feel that way.
All right.
I don't think you're alone in that.
Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Will Neal 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area presented by Habba's Law. You've been wronged. Habba's Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. What's coming up on the game, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your phone calls, plus Ball.